USA Radio News.
Dozens of bomb threats have been reported all across the United States. Places that were threatened include news outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Oklahoma City police report at least 10 bomb threats. Meanwhile, in Nebraska, they say they've responded to 6 different bomb threats. Other threats were also reported in Florida, Utah, Iowa, Maryland, New York, and North Carolina. Chief of Staff John Kelly is leaving the White House early next month. The president tells Fox News what he's looking for in his next chief of staff.
I want somebody that's strong, but I want somebody that thinks like I do. It's my vision. It is my vision after all. At the same time, I'm open to ideas.
Police in France are still searching for the terrorist involved in the deadly Christmas market shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
A federal agency is taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense.
The Senate passed a resolution to withdraw U.S. support for the Saudi-led coalition at war in Yemen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says his 46% approval rating is due to the fact that the media, in most cases, only reports the negative things about him. He talks in depth about this on Fox News.
Well, I think it's amazing because I only get bad news. I only get bad stories. You look at the paper, it's all nonsense. It's campaign contributions that, if it were even a campaign contribution, is totally legal. You look at stories one after another, they're all legal. The great lawyers that do that stuff are saying, there's nothing illegal. I get such bad news. So when you tell me I'm at 48, like Rasmussen, I was at 50 in Rasmussen. When you tell me I'm at 50%, I say, how can I possibly be at 50%? When I open up China, like I'm doing right now, nobody reports it. Now, the Wall Street Journal...
But we're talking about it.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, I'm here and we're talking about it. But no, it's on the front page now of the Wall Street Journal, because nobody's ever seen anything like this. But it won't be a big story in NBC or ABC or CBS, and CNN won't even cover it. You know, that's total fake news.
What? The Senate voted 50-49 to approve a bill that would force politically active nonprofits to disclose their donors. Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen of Delaware says dark money plays a huge role in politics, and it's not always a good role.
The American people have a right to know if the candidates they choose to represent them are supported by foreign groups and shady special interests.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm